Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and with Veterans Day on us here, and the veteran unemployment rate at 3.1%, the personal finance company Wallet Hub released its report on 2025's best and worst places for veterans to live. I love this list. It comes out every year. The report compares the 100 largest U.S. cities across 19 key metrics, ranging from the share of military skill-related jobs to housing affordability and the availability of VA health facilities. And Chip Lupo joins us from Wallet Hub. Chip, how you doing?
Good, Randy. Hope you are.
Yeah, doing great, man. This is always an interesting look and a study for veterans to live and also how much veterans make. And we'll just tell you right now, the top city for veterans to live is Austin, Texas. And the last place is Newark, New Jersey, which, you know, I've seen Newark on a lot of lists like this.
Yeah.
But what is it about Austin that makes it the best? A lot of Texas and Florida places on this list.
Yes, interesting, because let's take a look at the top three here. Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Madison, Wisconsin. And let's just throw in Raleigh, North Carolina at number four. Now, it's interesting is because these are not traditionally what you would call military towns, so
right,
to speak. I grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in the shadows of Fort Bragg, in what used to be known as Pope Air Force Base.
Right.
That,
yeah,
to me, and down the road was Jacksonville, North Carolina, home of Camp Lejeune. That's what I always think of when it comes to military communities. But now Austin, Texas is number one, A, because, well, Texas in general is a great place for business. There's a very business-friendly,
sure,
environment. There are a lot of military bases, huge military bases in and around Texas, and Austin being somewhat centralized in the state of Texas, it's a great place for veterans, whether you're at Fort Hood or Fort Bliss or Air Force bases, to sort of relocate and still remain the state and still make a really good living, because the annual income for veterans is 10th highest, at about $62,000.
That's pretty good. That's the median income for vets, huh?
Correct. Yeah. And again, as we just mentioned, because there's a huge military population in Texas, it's a good place where we can form community support with others who've maybe gone through similar experiences. Great places for networking, for job networking.
Yep.
Any technical skills that you've developed while you're in the military can easily translate over into a lot of the high tech jobs in and around Austin. Third smallest projected decrease in veterans. between 2024 and 2053. So you're going to figure, particularly if there's a continued push towards base realignments, more and more people are going to be migrating to places like Austin.
Yeah, I can see that. We're talking to Chip Lupo here from Wallet Hub on National Defense about the best and worst places for veterans to live. And, I wasn't too surprised to see Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh at number 15. I lived in Pittsburgh, huge veteran community there, and a lot of veterans that retire to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's interesting because there is a huge – and Pittsburgh – and I have ties to Pittsburgh. I have two siblings that live in the Pittsburgh area, and – it's like the biggest small town in America.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
And you still have these old schools. There's a Catholic church on pretty much in every corner, and it seems like there's a VFW lodge on every corner.
So yeah, I will say this. Okay, so I used to work for the VFW National Headquarters, and the VFW in Monroeville, Pennsylvania is one
right
of
the road.
The biggest and best VFW posts I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they do it right.
Right. Now, Pittsburgh's one of these places, like, you grow up there, if you go off to college, you enlist in the military, and you eventually come back.
Yeah. Yes.
And when you come back, you're coming back, you're meeting up with old friends, you're making new friends. So it's a very communal type environment. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that Pittsburgh, even though there's no military bases in and around the Pittsburgh area, it's a great place. It's a great place for veterans to return home to and reengage again with the old friends and new friends.
And Chip, I was a little bit surprised that Los Angeles is all the way down at number 75 on your list because of the military presence and bases. I mean, you got Pendleton, you got Miramar, you've got right outside of LA in Yuma. I mean, there's so many bases, 29 Palms, and yet number 75 on the list.
Yeah, now Los Angeles, again, Los Angeles and San Diego area, they do have, my father spent 4 years in San Diego in the Navy. But what the LA area now has going against it is that it's the economy in LA is not the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unemployment rates are pretty high, and of course it's very costly to live there. It's not very tax friendly. So if your military benefits would be greatly diminished by the taxes in and around, and that's not even counting local taxes. That's just you're getting gouged by the state, and then of course you'll get nickeled and dimed. So this is another thing also is that veterans, like with any general retiree. In this economy, you're looking for places in which you're going to make the most of your retirement dollars, and veterans are no exception.
And, you know, Tampa, Florida, and other places in Florida, of course, with no sales tax, that helps out tremendously, I'm sure.
Florida has no state income tax.
State income tax, right.
State income tax, yeah. But you do pay for it a little bit on the back end with sales taxes, but – with no state income tax, and now there's a big movement to abolish property taxes in Florida. And there's a huge military presence in Florida, too, also.
Sure.
The panhandle, right there on the panhandle. So, yeah, Florida, I think this is going to be another popular destination. Tampa at number 2, Orlando at number 7, St. Petersburg at 8, and Miami at number 13. Again, no military installations per se in these specific areas, but again, military communities, and again, like I mentioned, a panhandle, these are great places to relocate when your military career is concluded.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with 4 lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. At Tractor Supply, they call them hometown heroes. Now through November 11th, Tractor Supply is celebrating all hometown heroes with 10% off their purchase on First Responders Day, Veterans Day, and special in-store events on November 1st. And while they're saying thank you, stores will also be giving back, making donations to local hero organizations in their communities. To learn more, visit tractorsupply.com/honoringheroes.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Black Friday is happening now at the Home Depot, which means it's time to get your home ready for all your holiday moments and traditions.
Hi.
Hey.
Right now, you can bring home holiday magic with our wide assortment of dazzling pre-lit trees under $99. Spend more time creating memories and less time assembling with Quick Connect technology that makes it easy to set up your new tree in a few clicks.
Wow.
Hurry in for Black Friday, happening now at the Home Depot.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Seven. We're talking to Chip Lupo from Wallet Hub here on the National Defense, best and worst places for veterans to live. And you mentioned Miami, and I will say that Miami, to me, has the second best VFW post. It's in a high rise overlooking a nude beach.
Oh, wow.
it really is. And, it's just a first class, facility there.
Well, it might be a good idea to set up a training facility there. Recruitment would go through the roof.
We definitely need to do a show there. We need to do a show there for sure. Just check out the, you mentioned North Carolina and, a few cities from North Carolina on the list here.
Yeah. Raleigh, North Carolina. At number four, which is interesting because, as I mentioned before, I grew up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I worked in Goldsboro, North Carolina, home of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, New Bern, North Carolina, home of the Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting about Raleigh is that when I was growing up, it was like the Triangle area. It's probably about maybe 60 miles from Fayetteville. At the time, growing up, it seemed like the Triangle kind of wanted to distance itself from the military community. It wanted to emphasize more on just the, you have the Research Triangle Park and all these great universities. And
sure.
It seemed to want to focus more on being sort of like an educational hub. But once they started closing bases in the early 90s and more people were relocating into the Fayetteville area and central North Carolina area, it kind of opened up a little bit, opened up a market again for folks in all of these military communities who kind of descend on Raleigh. Raleigh does have a good quality of life, plenty of jobs available. The economy is pretty stable. And some of the other cities in North Carolina, Charlotte, 29th. Yeah, Charlotte is roughly about an hour's drive from here.
And how much does weather factor in?
Weather is a huge factor. It's a very mild climate, four seasons, no real extremes in any direction. So that makes a huge difference, particularly if you're retired military, say if you grew up like in New England or something and then didn't want to revisit that cold weather, places like Raleigh are ideal.
Yeah. And really Virginia Beach, Virginia, number six on the list. No surprise to see that.
No surprise. Probably one of the most patriotic cities.
Yeah.
In America, huge military presence, and Pat Robertson had his ministry there. So it's a very conservative area, very, very pro America, a very patriotic environment. And of course, you do have your military installations in Virginia Beach and, of course, Norfolk right down the road.
Yeah, one of the rankings on your list, Chip, is the quality of life rank, and you have the Orlando, Florida. It's number seven overall, but quality of life, you have it at number one, unless you have to drive somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. Unless you have to drive, or take the family to Disney World.
right.
And yeah. You'll see your pension evaporate real quick.
And then you got, Irvine, California down here at number nine, and you get it, ranked health rank. Now, what is the health ranking at number one?
The health ranking. Well, for health, it's not necessarily a ranking, but just an indicator that there's a presence of
VA medical?
VA medical and access to that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. That's what I figured. Yeah. I mean, every year this list comes out. How much does it change from year to year?
There's not a whole lot of change within the top, but you can expect that some of these cities on the bottom, if most of the change is in the middle, some of these states or some of these cities that are like in the top 15 are vying for spots in the top. They're kind of looking at, you know, a place like say some of these Dallas suburbs, Fort Worth, Plano. Mm. They're kind of looking up there and say, what's Austin doing?
Right.
Make it so attractive. So right. You'll see a lot of jockeying there in the middle, but for the most part, the top five or six are going to stay. There might be some shuffling up there, and the same for the bottom five or six. Do want to mention also number five, Colorado Springs, Colorado, of course, home of the Air Force Academy. You can expect them to stay up there in the top five pretty much throughout. I mean, it's a beautiful area.
Oh, yeah. Talk about some great weather.
Yes, exactly. And again, with the Air Force Academy, it's pretty much the landmark of Colorado Springs.
Well, I got to say, you are right on the money with Austin, Texas. I went to an event, a military event in Austin last year, and it was the Ford Bronco Off Rodeo. About an hour outside of Austin, and they invited only veterans and me, and so I covered the event, and it was crazy. They had these Broncos that were tricked out to where you could drive over boulders and I mean all these different things, and I had two Purple Heart recipients in the back seat of my Bronco, and
oh wow,
and they volunteered for me to drive it first, and I was like, oh. No pressure. I got two Purple Heart recipients in the back seat of the Bronco. but I could not believe all of the veterans that I saw and all the military there in Austin. I mean, they're just everywhere.
Yeah, and again, Austin centrally located, and folks from all these military communities in and around, whether it's Killeen or any of these other places, can just descend on Austin. It's not that far of a drive, so.
Yeah, and I did not see my hometown on the list. It may not be big enough, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville.
Yeah.
No, Knoxville did not make the list. It's not one of the top. In fact, it was only, well, the two largest cities in Tennessee, Nashville and Memphis. But I worked at the, I was in Knoxville for about a year and a half in the early 90s.
Oh, really? How'd you like that?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, Knoxville's a great town. The university is kind of like the University of South Carolina here. It's kind of hard to find it. Determine where it begins and where it ends. It's not a traditional college town like Athens, Georgia, or Gainesville where you know where you are when you're in the city. You could be in parts of Knoxville or even where I am in Columbia and have no idea that you're in the midst of a college town.
that is so true. And, you know, it's kind of in its own section. But, yeah, it just, you know, you're not quite sure how to get there. And
right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you better be wearing orange.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Chip, thanks a lot, man. This is always a great list to talk about. Where can people find out more information?
Just log on to wallethub.com. We do have companion pieces to go along with this study, including our military money survey and the best credit cards for military members.
Oh, that's great. Great. Thank you, Chip. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy Veterans Day.
Yeah, I plan on it. You too, Randy, and we look forward to talking again soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And this is so great, man. These guys are doing such a extraordinary thing for veterans and something that is extremely needed right now. Born Primitive, you know the brand. And we talked to Bear Handlin last year, former Navy SEAL. He goes around and brags about playing a linebacker for Yale. And I think I gave you a little crap about that last year, too.
I think you did.
Yeah. Because it's a powerhouse, Bear. Division I school linebacker. And then you become a Navy SEAL. That's a pretty impressive resume right there, already. But you guys are doing some great stuff. Last year when we talked, you had a goal of erasing $5 million in debt for veterans and medical debt. And you ended up with, what, 11 million?
Correct. Yeah, 5,800 veterans.
Golly, that is incredible for nearly 6,000 beneficiaries. And this year, you're teaming up with another great friend of ours from Black Rifle Coffee Company, Green Beret Evan Hafer. And What are you looking for this year? What kind of goal do you have in mind?
So it's going to be really similar as last year, but we're going to try to do 25 million combined. So we'll each try to hit 12 and a half. It'll be the same type of structure. We're going to donate all profits from the website for 5 days. So from November 7th through the 11th, as you know, 11th is Veterans Day. Yep. So we're going to try to fire everyone up, get everyone over to both websites to support the cause. Obviously, it's an aggressive goal, but with us hitting 11 last year, I think 25 is absolutely within reach, especially now that Black Rifle Coffee's on board.
Yeah, and, we talked about last year what this means individually to those veterans. And I can't even imagine somebody having a medical bill, thousands and thousands of dollars, and all of a sudden it's gone. I mean, that's just got to be an incredible feeling.
Yeah, and I had the privilege of calling a lot of the recipients last year, and more, because it was just kind of a cool opportunity to let them know, hey, that letter you just got in the mail isn't fake, it's real.
Wow.
But through those conversations, it honestly rocked me pretty good, is because, to hear the stories and hear just like how, the hard times that they're already going through, and then like what this causes in their life, that they're it's gone to collections, their wages are getting garnished. Mm-hmm. The credit drops below 600, so they can't get approved for anything. A lot of them were already working two jobs, and right. A couple of them I spoke to were single parents. So you can just imagine, to lift that burden, what it could do for them. And, we had a really cool opportunity. So we've actually already paid off 5 million of the 25, because I wanted to get some skin in the game. Wow. And get some people in, some recipients to have received the debt relief by Veterans Day. So Matt Best from Black Rifle Coffee and I actually had the opportunity to go visit one of the recipients out in Denver. We flew out there and surprised her because we wanted to hand deliver her this letter. Because it was a unique story. So she was a Gold Star spouse. She was an Army veteran herself. Her husband was killed on a roadside bomb, and she had a really bad car accident. They got a couple kids, and her bill was $341,000. So when we saw her on the roster, like, man, we got to go give this to her. Like, this needs to be an in-person thing because this is just so massive. So we got on an airplane, flew out there, met her and watched her open the letter that we hand-delivered. And that was an incredible moment for everyone, obviously. Yeah. And that's why, I'm so fired up about this, is because I'm able to see kind of the impact on a micro level, with the actual individuals.
Yeah.
But if, I think when the dust settles on this, it'll be north of probably 15,000 people at least, from this year's campaign that we'll be able to, give some really good news to right before the holiday.
Oh man. We're talking to Barry Handlin, CEO of Born Primitive here on National Defense. And so $341,000. First of all, how can any medical bill be that much? that's amazing to me. I know that the insurance costs and everything right now, but also, Bear, how did it get to this point where you serve your country, you come back? I thought all of the insurance and the VA were supposed to protect everybody. What happened?
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to figure out, Randy. And I actually, ironically, was up in D.C. yesterday. My goal here is, I want to keep doing this medical bill thing and keep leveraging our business to have a financial impact for the veterans, but also I want to get to the root of this. So I had a bunch of meetings on Capitol Hill yesterday. I met with a bunch of different congressmen and senators, as well as my last meeting was actually with the VA. And it was extremely positive. I think their new leadership, it has the right tone on how to fix stuff. Mm. And I basically said to them, hey, we're doing this thing. I have 5,800 people in a data set I can provide you right now, and we'll have probably another 15,000 here in a couple weeks. But hey, let's use this data set as a case study to study, how the VA was deficient in these moments so we can avoid this in the future.
Yes.
And they were super open to it. So I'm going to be taking another trip up there in a couple weeks. I want to be hitting this from two fronts. I want to be attacking the debt with a financial impact and using, Born Primitive Black Rifle. And hopefully in the future, I can get some other veteran-owned brands to come in on this. But at the legislative and policy level, let me get in there and rock the boat a little bit, and hopefully in a proactive manner, and work with these entities to hopefully plug the wound.
Well, and I would imagine, too, you sit down with a congressman or a senator, and they know the kind of money that you've already put up for paying these medical bills for veterans. They're going to listen a little closer to Bear Hanlon than they are somebody just has an idea, right? I mean, yes. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. And the way that you guys are going about this is just so, you know, very humble about it. Just so cool the way that you guys are going about this. $341,000 is an enormous amount of money. Have there been bills larger than that?
Not yet. Our biggest last year was a U.S. Marine. His bill was $183,000. And I was able to notify him on November 10th, which is the birthday of the Marine Corps, that his bill had been taken care of. And so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
But no, this 341, and there was actually a couple in the 200 range already, and we haven't even done the other 20 million yet. So I have a feeling there'll be some big ones this year. But obviously, as you know, I mean, that's a devastating debt that you'll never recover from. You know what I mean?
Right. It gives you back your life. It gives you back your entire life, right? And you guys, along with Black Rifle Coffee Company and Born Primitive, 100% of profits from November 7th to the 11th to do this. And I love also no red tape, right? I love that approach.
That's right. And that's, you know, I like the idea of, you know, as Americans solving our own problems.
Yeah.
Of course,
what happened to that?
The government. Yeah, you know, the government, of course, has their place. But hey, as Americans and as civilians, let's come together and solve our problems, you know, and I love the spirit of teamwork. You know, it's a big thing, you know, in the military, particularly in the special operations community. So I like the idea. You know, I called Evan at Black Rifle and I said, hey, man, join forces with us on this. Let's do this together. And let's try to double the impact. I mean, he was all in. And I just love the spirit of that. Two veteran owned companies trying to leverage their platform. And it's really, you know, obviously made possible by the customers. I mean, I'm simply facilitating this, but like the reason it worked last year is because when people heard me on Fox News and on the radio shows and all this, they said, man, I want to be a part of that. And they came out and shopped the cause. And that's why, I mean, it blew us away. I mean, we thought $5 million in debt was going to be a lofty one. And went by the dust settled on, you know, midnight Veterans Day, we came back into work and I said, hey, we got to more than double it because, you know, we way overshot the mark, which is a great place to be. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to ask you, too, when people are going to the website for Born Primitive and they're buying the merchandise there, which is great, by the way. I also found out about one of the origin stories of Born Primitive. And I want to ask you about if this is true. While training for CrossFit, Bear found himself making uncomfortable contact with his pubic bone while snatching. Is that right?
Yes. So the snatch is an Olympic movement where you do a real wide grip. And yes, I was training for the CrossFit Games and we did a lot of volume in that movement. And I was I was drilling my pubic bone with the bar. I know it's ridiculous. I cut up an old football girdle. And I took it over to my neighbors and I said, hey, can you stitch this quad pad into the groin of this other compression short? And she was a seamstress, so she fired up the sewing machine while me and Arnie drank a gin and tonic on the back deck. That's her husband. And and that was the first prototype was born. I guess technically that's when Born Primitive was created, was on the back deck when Deb sewed up the first prototype.
Oh my god. And you call them snatch shorts. I love that.
That's right. That was the first product.
So cool, man. It's a great story. It's a great company and just a great cause that you guys are taking on here. Thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing. And hopefully we can have you back on after the campaign and see how it worked.
I would love to do that. Hopefully we'll be talking mission accomplished here in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. And our audience is definitely going to do their part. We're all going to do our parts and eliminate this medical debt for people that shouldn't even have to deal with it. So, man, thank you so much, Bear. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
You're standing inside a secret prison. It houses the Nazi High Command.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on trial.
Sony Pictures Classics presents Nuremberg, starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner Rami Malek, and Academy Award nominee Michael Shannon.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Yes, Schuldig.
Order! Order!
Nuremberg. Opens only in theaters everywhere, November 7th.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. At Tractor Supply, they call them hometown heroes. Now through November 11th, Tractor Supply is celebrating all hometown heroes with 10% off their purchase on First Responders Day, Veterans Day, and special in-store events on November 1st. And while they're saying thank you, stores will also be giving back, making donations to local hero organizations in their communities. To learn more, visit tractorsupply.com/honoringheroes.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save. With military families, save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates.
We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Love the music from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Eric Whitaker's wildly fun Godzilla Eats Las Vegas? Don't miss the Shasta College Symphonic Band's Fall Concert. Performances are Friday, November 21st at 7:30 and Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are only $5 for general admission, featuring Dr. Jeff Specht conducting and Henry Patterson as Master of Ceremonies. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and experience an unforgettable musical adventure.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Is Aileen, Queen of the Serial Killers, which starts today on Netflix. And Emily Turner is the award-winning creative force behind this documentary. Emily, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today and to talk to me about the film.
You know, when I first heard this name and heard the story, I thought that must be a new story. But actually, it was a movie. It was a huge movie in 2003 called Monster that Charlize Theron won an Oscar for, right?
Yeah, and it's I've had the chance to revisit it over the course of making this documentary, and it's a pretty good movie. I really encourage people to watch it. It's also on Netflix. I guess it's interesting to think about whether you start with that and come to our documentary or you start with our documentary and go to Monster. But at the time it was quite a radical film because Charlize Theron really does, Patty Jenkins, the filmmaker, they really explore the relationship and Eileen's being a sympathetic character. I think people tend to really fall into two camps from what I could tell from my research and just talking to people. When people who know the story either think Eileen was kind of a victim of life and pretty hapless in that regard, and it was just so awful what happened to her in her childhood and years of sexual assaults, or people think she's this kind of cold-blooded, premeditated murderess. And I don't think either of those kind of places do her and her story justice. And we really sat down at the beginning of this process and really wanted to make sure we were contributing to this story, because it has been told. A couple of really brilliant documentaries by a titan of documentary filmmaking, The Greenfield over here and the movie Monster. But this project itself all came about after my colleagues at BBC Studios saw a blog post written by an artist and filmmaker, and she was mentioning an interview that she had with Eileen, and she'd been writing to Eileen for 5 years on death row, and they'd really developed a friendship. And Eileen invited her over to Florida to do an interview to record the truth about what happened to her. Wow. Because to that point, she said they had been 7 counts of self-defense, which sounds pretty like stretching the levels of plausibility, really. And Eileen had only ever had one trial, the Richard Mallory trial. And so we got this interview. We've worked with Jasmine. It's been incredible to work with her over the last couple of years making this film. And that really forms the kind of heart of the documentary of Eileen telling her own story. And she describes what happened with the murder. And she doesn't talk about that anywhere else. So that feels a pretty special thing that we're bringing to the subject. And to add to that, we were able to partner with NBC News Studio. And we have the Dateline investigation, all of the unedited rushes of that, of Michelle Gillen, this incredible trailblazing female reporter who was asking the questions at the time that nobody was really asking about whether she was getting a fair trial, how all of the media interest was impacting on her characterization in the public eye. I really wanted people to have the experience that I had making the film, which is to be really immersed in the story. So often in true crime stories, we take people out of the moment and we have a talking head or an expert telling someone how to feel or what's happening here.
Right.
And we sort of resisted doing that. We wanted people just to live within all of this incredible footage that we've been able to harvest, to hear voices who either haven't spoken before, who are speaking for the first time, or were very nervous about speaking. And we really want people, I'm really genuinely interested in where people land with how they feel about her, because I felt really confused making it about how I should really feel. And it's my hope that people come to different conclusions, because I think people are smart.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And just from the few people I've talked to about this, you're right. I mean, there's no middle ground on this. You're either on one side or the other. We're talking to Emily Turner here on the National Defense Award-winning creative force behind this riveting new documentary, Eileen, Queen of the Serial Killers, starts on Netflix today. And yeah, those death row interviews with Eileen herself. And now, just so people understand, the small amount of research I did on this, when she went to trial, and they gave her the death sentence, which was carried out in 2002. She, like you said, she said that she was attacked by these men, and it was all in self-defense, but she was working as a prostitute at the time in Florida, right?
Yeah. And it's unclear as to whether these men were picking her up for an exchange of sex and money, or if they were picking her up thinking she was a damsel in distress. Like, and again, I think it's just one of those elements of the story that, like, only really two people know what happened on those nights with those murders, and they're all dead now, and so it's really hard to know for sure what exactly happened in all of the murders. But that isn't really our focus in this documentary. Our focus is, you know, and we did in no way apologize for what she did. I want to be really clear about that. Like, I'm in no way sitting here saying we all need to forget that she murdered seven men. But I think what we were really interested in is how she was treated, and how a kind of fascination at the time with true crime itself also played a role in how she was treated, both within the media and also within the criminal justice system. But it is fair to say, as we cover at length in the documentary, that she only ever faced one trial, and some pretty significant evidence about that first victim was left out, and his historic kind of having served 10 years in an institution for sexually assaulting a woman, and the things that have been written about him, that was all kept out of the trial. So, you know, there are no black and whites in this, and I think we love that today, don't we, particularly in an age of, like, quick information and social media. We want to know certainty, and I was really keen in this film to do away with that. There isn't certainty around this, and I really wanted to add nuance to this story.
Yeah, and the other interesting part to me is this all happened pretty quickly between 1989 and 1990 that she murdered these seven men across Central Florida. And I wonder too, Emily, and what are your thoughts on this, in this day and age, if she had been on trial today, there may have been protests, there may have been people showing up at trial, there may have been other pleadings. It may be an entirely different outcome with a public outcry of some sort today, right?
I mean, you know, we have clips at the time of how the case is discussed, and, you know, she's talked on the radio, and, like, mainstream radio is being a wild, boozing, lesbian prostitute. You know, you hope that her characterization might be slightly different. But, you know, I don't think anybody on our team, certainly making this film, believes that Eileen should not have faced justice for what she did.
Sure.
I don't ever think she should be, like, have been walking the streets. But I certainly think we should judge our criminal justice system by how we treat people who go through it, right? And I think everybody broadly is in agreement that it should work and people should have a fair shake. And she certainly didn't get that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I can't wait to watch this. Eileen, Queen of the Serial Killers, on Netflix starting today. Emily, thank you so much for the time, and this is it's going to be interesting.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing what people think about it. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.